Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. What up, London? This your boy Lonely Tone. I be turned up in that pussy. I be turned up in that pussy. I be turned up in that pussy. Lonely, what you doing? Say I'm turned up in that thing. She know how I like it. I know how I like it. Get up in that thing. Why me get excited? Smack on that apple, then I get to it. Smack on that, then I get to it. Love it when I choke her. Creflo Dollar choker. Bend her ass over. Love it when I stroke her. Do it with no hands. She do it with no hands. Watch her buy me weed, watch she do it with no hands. She swallow it all on a hot summer day. Shout out to Freaky Friday.
I be turned up in that pussy. Turn up, turned up in that pussy. Turn up, turned up in that pussy. I be turned up in that pussy. I be turned up in that pussy. Turn up, turned up in that pussy. Turn up, turned up in that pussy. I be turned up in that pussy. I be turned up in that pussy. Turn up, turned up in that pussy. I be turned up in that pussy. Turned up in that pussy. I be turned up in that pussy. Turn up, turned up in that pussy. Turn up, turned up in that pussy. I be turned up in that pussy.
Might be sad at the beginning, but it feel good when I'm in it. No man can resist it. Bad bitches, y'all winning. I'ma hit it like you stole some. Hit it like you owe some. Hit it like you tryna pay your rent. And you just asked me to hold some. You know I bet I want you. So wear that dress, I bought you. When I get them clothes off you, do it just like that, it taught you. Go real fast and slow it down. Face me, now turn around. Your turn, my turn. Get on top, then ride it out. You my freak, in the sheets, but still the lady when you in the street. You the best when it comes to sex. Them other girls, they can't compete. I'ma turn up, you know I will. And I'm bumping that Johnny Gill. Two time for them bad bras who know how to throw it back for real.
I be turned up in that pussy. Turn up, turned up in that pussy. Turn up, turned up in that pussy. I be turned up in that pussy. I be turned up in that pussy. Turn up, turned up in that pussy. Turn up, turned up in that pussy. I be turned up in that pussy. I be turned up in that pussy. Turn up, turned up in that pussy. I be turned up in that pussy. Turned up in that pussy. I be turned up in that pussy. Turn up, turned up in that pussy. Turn up, turned up in that pussy. I be turned up in that pussy.
It's motherfucking Freaky Friday.
What it do, what it do, what it do.
And my favorite bitch, Delicious Nicole.
Man, what it do. Happy Freaky Friday, Miss D. Crunk.
Yes, bitch. Happy Freaky Friday. I'm so excited about tonight. And, you know,
yes,
we missed a couple
too.
Fridays. We missed y'all the Fridays we was out. But as I explained, on Monday, we had a couple of things going on, and I had a couple of deaths, so we had to take a break. But, you know, we was going to bring it back. We wasn't going to stay gone for y'all long.
Yes, sir.
Everybody's been wondering what's been going on with Freaky Fridays, and I explained to everybody what was going on Monday. So, you know, we definitely appreciate the calls and the texts and the inbox messages, you know, checking up on us and everything. So,
sure.
You know, before we get started, I do want to go ahead and give the disclaimer that we do promote safe sex all the time. Make sure you guys wrap it up because it's very serious out there. It's a lot of things you cannot wash off, and people are not taking this seriously, and it's getting worse, especially in our Black community.
That's true. You already know.
So we definitely want to say wrap. I don't care if you think you're with one person. That one person might be with somebody else. Wrap it up.
Right.
Because you never know these
That's
days.
Right.
You have to be careful. And, again, it's a serious thing. AIDS is a serious thing. Even the STDs are serious because you can go a long time without them and not know. And that's what a lot of people don't understand, Mrs. Nicole. Us being in the medical field,
yeah.
we see it every day.
That's right. That's right. You know, one thing I will have to say, that shit is definitely real. They're coming out with those reports every day, all day. They came out with a report this week that I read. You know, of course, we always talk about Atlanta being always on the top as being the hub of everything going down sexually. But it's sad to see that, you know, 90% of our black men, because that's what they're saying. That this is what they're saying. 90%
right.
of our black men, or 80%, I'm sorry, of our black men are pretty much homosexual or have slept with a male or have been with a male or have had a sexual encounter with a male. And they're saying that, period, black men. They're not saying just black homo. They're talking about heterosexual and, of course, the men that definitely sleep with other men. So one thing we have to say, like I said, guys, you know, this shit is real. It's real out here. So definitely get tested and wrap that thing up. Seriously, HIV is real, and there's folks out here that got it, you know, and it is what it is, man. Wrap that shit
right.
up.
And it's not even just HIV. It's people don't know it's herpes out there. It's a lot of other lifelong, you know, diseases that's out there, TB, stuff like that. So definitely, you know, like we said, wrap it up. If you're not with one person, one monogamous person that you know is monogamous also, wrap it up. But we got a topic for you guys tonight. We're going to be talking about the sexy videos and sexy pictures on social media and sending them out to people and how people feel about that. And this topic was brought up, you know, by Delicious Nicole. And it's a topic that we need to talk about because a lot of celebrities are out there doing it, a lot of regular people are out there doing it. And how far is too far to go with the sexy videos and the sexy pictures on social media?
That's right. You know, I came up with this topic because, real talk, Ms. D-Crunk, you know, you already know. The boys, the men, they go ham on your girl. They slide through the DM all day. Even niggas that I have known for years. I've had a couple of ministers recently that seen me grow up since I was 12. They always want to slide in there some way, somehow, and they want to ask for that sexy, freaky picture or video. And my thing is this. How do you respond to that? Because I've been with the same dude for a very long time. You know, we're not together anymore, but 16 years, that's a long time to be somebody. And we used to do that because, of course, he was on the road. So to keep shit spicy
right.
and to keep that shit sexy, I'll send him pictures and videos, all types of cute little shit all day, every day, and vice versa. That's how we kept that shit hot, because he would be gone for months at a time. But me just randomly sending out sexy lingerie, just cute-ass sexy, you know, pictures to niggas. I don't know, Ms. D. Crump. You know, a lot of niggas may get mad at me one day and may want to go ahead and blast out my pictures. So I don't
right.
know about doing that in this day and time. What you think?
I mean, I agree with you. I agree with you. And a lot of people send out, I've met different people. We meet different, you know, quote-unquote models. Who think that they have to get out there just by exploiting themselves. And that's totally untrue, because we don't exploit ourselves. So I think it's cool if it's with your husband, your partner.
That's
but
right.
there are certain limits to it. You know, it's people out here, I've been added to a million different groups. In the groups, and they're like taking pictures of their penis, their dick, and, you know, just
yep.
sending them out there to the world, like to everybody. Like, they have
yeah,
what they call Titty Tuesdays, where females just send nothing but their brains.
Where is that at?
And I don't like it. That is on Facebook.
Oh, what?
Yes, they have
you know,
Titty
I mean,
Tuesdays.
Mark Zuckerberg is letting them motherfuckers send out Titty Tuesdays.
Yes, they have Titty Tuesdays where the ladies, they said they have a post where ladies post their brains all day long. And
oh
a lot of them are in private groups, you know what I'm saying? And I know a few people who have done it. And I'm like, you know, I even had a family member who was inside a group with me, and she posted. Mm-hmm. And I'm like,
the titty?
You're sending this
she
picture. Yes. She's posting
oh
her titty. She's posting her vagina. And I told her myself, like, when I walk on to this different stuff, I want to see your titties and your coochie.
Ms. D. Crump. She posted the titties.
So how did it feel seeing your family member doing that? Like, did you feel like as like a big cuz, a big sis, did you come down on her, or should you be like, you know what, look, she's young, I'm going to let her live, I'm going to let her do her thing?
Believe it or not, number one, she is not young. She's actually older than us. So I shouldn't even have to tell her these things. But, and that's honest, I should have never had to tell her that. Like, you're older than me. You're my older sister. You should be, you know what I'm saying? Like I say, we promote the sexiness and stuff like that, but only to a limit. And that's what people don't understand. Because I have people admin groups, and I will request that you please not add me to a group if you know everybody is out here just posting their bodies, because you will never see my body on Facebook.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? You will never see my face, my body, nowhere on a social media, period.
Yeah.
So it's certain limits that you take this, because then I don't like the females who post sexy pictures, extremely X-rated pictures, and then say, oh, damn, when guys just hit me up for sex. Well, that's what you're promoting.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I try to put out a couple of little sexy pictures. But I ain't going to lie. I don't want to see all the nigga dick pictures. I'm tired of seeing dick pictures. If they think they
should. And I'm tired of that, too.
But that, especially the dick, it's flat on end. But it ain't flattering to get 30 dicks in your inbox. I'm just keeping
it
real.
It is not. And I don't know what made it to where guys will just inbox you. Like, hey, look, you see what I'm working with? Sometimes half of y'all not working with shit, so you should not be posting anything anyway.
Yep. Now you better.
I may post, and you can see my post. I may post saying, hey, what you doing with that? Nothing. You know, and that goes for the men as well. Like, you have to have, I think that part comes with self-respect.
I agree.
You have to have self-respect for yourself. You know what I'm saying? And it's not, you know, I don't have anything against, you know what I'm saying, pornography and stuff like that. I don't. And that's how they make their money. You feel what I'm saying? But if you just some random person that's out here just posting to be posting because you're just feeling like you in the need, then I have an issue with it. Nobody can see your body but your partner, whether it's female or male, with whoever your partner is. Those things are supposed to be sacred.
But that's the thing, though, D-Crunk. We live in a day and age where hashtagging black booty or pussy, where, as soon as you hashtag something, you can instantly pop up and you can see it. It's right there. It's so quick. And we are living in that day and age where sex is really, really just taking over. So I just really feel like that's the reason I wanted to talk about this topic, because, like I said, I felt like, you know, in a sense, this issue is really, really serious. I mean, I told they've gotten even a way. I don't know if it's on one of these little social media sites where you can literally, you know, you don't have to come up with a username. You can just post pictures or post videos, and then it's gone in 24 hours. What is that? Is that Snapchat? Or is that something else? Maybe I'm thinking of something else.
I want to say it's Snapchat.
Okay, or Kick or Kike or something like that. It's one of them.
Yeah.
But when I tell you, but I learned that from my 15-year-old son. You see what I'm saying? We in that day and age. So it's
right. And a lot of y'all don't realize there's kids out here that's looking at that. You know what I'm saying? I had to take my daughter will be 13 this year. I had to take her off a lot of different social media because what some children think is always just an app. You know what I'm saying? And people can contact you at any time.
Right.
And send these type of pictures, because I've had Kick, and even with Kick, random people, like, do you want to watch my video? No.
Wow. So
I want to watch the video, yes. And, I mean, it's, like, different. And these are females. And I've had males send videos of them, you know what I'm saying, masturbating. And things like that. At that point,
that's on Kick.
And you know, and a lot of people don't know, and because I know a lot of people don't watch the news, but even with Kick, they had a situation in Alabama where this guy was talking to all of these girls and showing up to their school.
Are you serious?
And yes, trying to take them out of school.
Oh, see what I'm saying?
So people don't realize the social media and the sexy pics, you know, it's tasteful sexy pics. Because now I've seen some tasteful, because I've seen some pics, you know, and, you know, when Delisha Nicole was modeling, she did her bathing suit. That's tasteful. But if you're just out here just randomly just posting your naked body, if you're not, I'm sorry, if you're not promoting your job, which is a dancer, a porn star, stuff like that, it shouldn't be there.
But then, too, though, you know what's so funny, though, D-Crump? They get mad and they want a husband. They get upset.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because they ain't been wifed up yet, or hubby ain't put a ring on it, or not even hubby put a ring on it, because that's what they call them. But you know, the boo, the bae, he ain't put no ring on it. You know what I'm saying? Because that's why you got to think about it. You still, he met you out here flashing it up on Instagram, you know, a link in the bio,
right.
Booking info at, you know, whatever. Dude, that's how he met you. You're an Instagram model, so you gotta remember. He's not going to want to wife that. Men don't want to wife all that. That's why I said, you know, this sending pictures and sending videos, that thing could be very, 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 very tricky. Now, I'm not going to lie, D-Crunk. I've made a couple of videos. And just recently, I was burglarized. My home was broken into. And they stole the laptop with those two videos. So can you imagine how I feel? If ever
right.
I may be, favorite instance, I'm looking to hopefully write a book soon about my life. So what if I write this book? And what if whoever got those videos realized who I am and they released those videos? I would be just ridiculous. I would just be off the chain crazy, just going ham. But that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Do you make the sexy videos? Do you make the sexy movies? Do you send those? Because it is stuff like this that can really happen. You know?
Right. Yeah, that's right. You're right about that. I think about that even days with myself on saying me and my mate, we do videos and things like that, but I have it to a point to where, and then they do have things like this to where you can lock these things to where people cannot get into it no matter what they do, no matter how they log on, it's locked.
Yeah.
If you don't know the pin code,
true.
You can't get through. So the only thing you can do is erase it all.
Mm.
By resetting, you know what I'm saying? So people just need to think about that. But we definitely want to, you know, hear some of you all's thoughts about the pictures, the sexy pictures on social media. So make sure you hit us up, 516-666-9201. I definitely want to jump into some music. We're going to do that Sexy Back to Sleep by Chris Brown. Of course, I don't know if you heard, did listen to call. I want to get that also. The new version where he comes out to Karrueche that he is still in love with her.
Well,
I figured
that. Everybody figured that. He in love with her.
Yeah. Shout out to Karrueche, man.
He just fucked up when he got a baby. That made things complicated.
He did. But definitely, man, shout out to the homie Chris Brown. And we're going to kick into that Sexy Back to Sleep.
Let me ride. Set you back to sleep, girl. Don't say a word, no girl. Let me talk to you for a second, baby.
Let me talk.
I got something weighing on my heart. I know we friends, baby. But I don't want to dance the part. Let go. And I started when we first met. You laid eyes on me. And I laid eyes on me. Yeah. She smelling good with you wearing. I told her it's a secret. You might have to keep it. Yeah. She said, I don't do no secrets. But for you, baby boy, I might just keep it. She said, tell me in my ear. Come tell me nice and slowly. I said, baby, you the one. You my one and only. I like you, you like me. We don't fight, boo, we don't need to be. I look at you and you look at me. And you smiling hard and I see the feet. And I'm rubbing you and you rubbing me. And I'm loving you and you loving me. But now you know I'm just trying to find somebody.
Motherfucking Freaky Fridays. I'm your girl, Shay, a.k.a. Miss D. Kronk, with my favorite bitch, Delicious Nicole. We are talking about the sexy pictures on social media, so we definitely want you guys to call in, 516-666-9201. Let us know what you think. Press the 1 button to speak with us, and we'll always click you in and hear from you guys. But you know, going back to what we was talking about, Delicious Nicole, with the sexy pictures, you know, and, you know, how people feel. And, you know, it's a lot of celebs out there that do videos and things like that, and then all of us, and they think these things go away. But when they make it big, people start bringing them out and exploring them, and as they call it, leaking them. And, you know, how do you feel about that with some of the leaks that go out? Like, I'm not going to lie, I used to think that when the leaks go out, like, I would think, like, these celebs are doing it just for their attention. But I'm starting to realize that sometimes it's not always that way. It's other people who are leaking these things.
Yeah, I think it has a lot to do with, you know, definitely someone else doing it. Now, you do have, a couple of celebrities who have done it. You know, say, for instance, the whole Nico and Mimi situation. They leak their own, you know, so certain celebs do leak their own, you know, but then, like I said, it comes out in the end, you know, and that's only been far in between. But I will say this, it happened. Like I said, you know, I was just burglarized and someone took my laptop. So, and I have 2 videos on there, and they're pretty long and extensive, and you know it's me. So my thing is, you know, what if I go out here one day and I make it big? Somebody will probably try to use that against me. Or say, for instance, if I was sexting someone or a guy or a girl, for that matter, whoever, I'm sure that if I make it one day, what if they do use that against me? And the crazy thing is they will. People will do anything to try to destroy you and bring you down, especially when
you're doing good
involved. And when you're doing good, especially when you're doing good, especially if they know they got, you know, sex or something sexual involved when it comes to you and you're doing great, oh, yeah, you damn right they're going to dangle that shit over your head.
you know what I'm saying, to say, look, I got your ass. But, you know, for the most part, my thing is this, look, you know, if you got it, you got it. You got a sexy picture of me, great. If you got a sexy video of me, great. You do what you want to do, because at the end of the day, you can't out me. I'm going to out myself. I'm going to tell the world
right
first that, hey, yeah, I've took sexy pictures. Yes, I've made a couple of sexy videos. You know what I'm saying? Did I do it in the privacy of my own home and me being a grown adult? Yes. Is that a wrong
right
thing? Not necessarily, because everyone does it. We're grown. But at the same time, you
right
know, hey, you just got to be
careful.
And then
you know
really
who you
careful
sent. The thing is, you know who you sent it to. Like you say, you had a husband
yeah
who was traveling. You know
yeah
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So we do things, you know, when our mates are traveling and they're not in town. Or sometimes just to be spiteful, because I have sent, you know what I'm saying, pictures when my fiance is at work and things like that, and I'm just sitting at home chilling, and I'm like, okay, this is what you about to come home to. And some people
exactly
do that, and then they have, you know what I'm saying, hateful mates that later on come out and be like, okay, well, you know, I'm going to, even, matter of fact, prime example, K. Michelle. When I was watching her episode, and her ex-boyfriend, you know what I'm saying, got all upset with her and took her phone, and he's like, hey, if you don't give me my jewelry, which turned out to be fake jewelry, might I add.
Fake phone.
Which turned out to be very fake, phony jewelry. You know what I'm saying? He's like, I'm going to leak your sexy pictures. I'm going to leak the pictures that you have in your phone that you sent out.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, when is it really... Sometimes you have to think, when is it really comfortable enough to even do that with your partner?
Yeah. It took us a while. I mean, like I said, after the first time we didn't make our sexy video, I think, oh, we were married. We were married the first video we made. And we made one recently. I want to say maybe about 2 years ago. So, you know,
mm-hmm,
we were married when we made the two. But as far as sending him sexy videos, yeah, I've been doing that for years.
Right, right. And I mean, like I say, you keep up your... That's how you keep
your
spice. I'm not going to lie, but you just
yeah
got to... You have to be mindful of those things. You have to have that honest person, because one thing I can say, you know what I'm saying, about the people who have received those type of videos from me, they know this bitch will go crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So I might not want to, you know what I'm saying, turn
you know,
up and put this nowhere else.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because it's certain limits, you know, to anything. I don't give a damn if we stop fucking around. Like, never post anything that I sent you, because I did that in the privacy of our relationship.
Right.
And so they also have to be an understanding. Now, you ladies out there who, and you men, who are out there just sending pictures to be sending pictures and collecting pictures to be collecting them so you can post them. And I know... Guy, and this is what a lot of ladies don't know. I know guys who get these pictures. They're like, oh, send me, you know what I'm saying, a cute little picture of that thing, da da da. You send your picture. Then you know what you don't know, because you don't know unless you're in these groups, like these little private sex groups, that your
mm-hmm
pictures are being used.
Mm.
Your pictures are being used as memes.
Oh my God.
I have
God
seen that countless times.
Well,
countless times I have seen it.
And you know,
so,
good as hell, that's some crazy shit. That's the reason why, like you said, Misty Kronk, you just really, really, really got to be careful when it comes down to this sending pictures and being sexual and sending videos and text messages. It's crazy.
You know, again, make sure y'all call in 516-669-2001. But I want to turn it up a little bit. Y'all know my favorite twerk time song, man, is that I've been jamming off this all day. I'm sorry, y'all. Lil Arnie, he got it with that throw that ass in a circle. Hey, that's my shit, and I love to see my favorite bitch on the dance floor on the song. Excuse me, y'all.
Throw that ass in the circle.
That's shit. But make sure you give y'all call in 516-666-9201.
Hold it can make it move. I'm a broke nigga, head ass, April Fools. With all these girls standing around me naked, shit, I'm thinking about getting naked too. Pop that pussy, don't play with me. If you ugly bitch, please take a seat. Oh, you mad, bro? If this your girl, then why the fuck she saying hey to me? Oh, that's cool, but if you disrespect, I'ma smoke your ass like a Vegas sweet. My dick big, and that's safe to say, but girl, I don't know if it's safe to see. She on that pole doing tricks. Making you hoe niggas trick if you broke nigga quit. Her legs was married, but now they divorced up them hoes through the splits. You get that? Say you want this D? Well, baby girl, I'm about to blitz. You all on the floor, you all on the pole, but girl, can you do that on my. Okay, go on and fill it in. Then go get a friend. Come to my crib, that's where I live. I just put a pole up in the den. When I put this in your. Excuse you, cause I know it might fart. Now throw that ass in a circle, like a pie chart. Girl, stop what you doing and.
Throw that ass in a circle.
Okay.
Throw that ass in a circle.
Okay.
Throw that ass in a circle.
Let go.
Throw that ass in a circle. Round and round like a merry-go-round. If you throw it back, I might hurt you. Toot it up, girl, there you go. Ain't shaking that ass. Got me hard like a shell on the turtle. Hard like a shell on the turtle. Now make that booty jump like a turtle.
When you wake up before you brush your teeth, you grab your scraps, nigga. All the time you get down on your knees, you don't crowd, nigga. Fall what you heard, God blessing all the trout, nigga. God blessing all the trout, nigga. When you wake up before you brush your teeth, you grab your scraps, nigga. All the time you get down on your knees, you don't crowd, nigga. Fall what you heard, God blessing all the trout, nigga. God blessing all the trout, nigga.
Wait 1,008 grams on the square. Got a lowercase T across my chest. Your crack house doing numbers, then you blessed. You move your mama to a crib from the jet. It's so much I can holler cush on my bro. Praying 5 times a day to catch a plug. A few bean pies stashed in the truck. Two dice out there and sell dust. You loaded up the talk and shit, you gon' bust. Told yourself a million times, you don't give a fuck. Sold over a million dimes hanging in the cut. Sold over a million dimes, I don't give a fuck.
When you wake up before you brush your teeth, you grab your scrap, nigga. All the time you get down on your knees, you don't crowd, nigga. Fall what you heard, God blessing all the trout, nigga. God blessing all the trout, nigga. When you wake up before you brush your teeth, you grab your scrap, nigga. All the time you get down on your knees, you don't crowd, nigga. Fall what you heard, God blessing all the trout, nigga. God blessing all the trout, nigga.
I thought Lala, we gon' wake up with that Glock on Kato. That's the dope inside of when the bagel in the Kato. You got your work, you fuck it up in the hood bodega. No more than low, none that y'all before we brush your teeth. Gotta roll his back foot up while it got the cheese. We on the turf, getting active on the back street. I'm drinking active, it's the only thing relax me. I'm on the drug every single day, I pop a seal. We talk that lingo around here, we try and work a deal. You pull around here, that's how you hear the Dixie here. You hit on that, I gon' grab it to your trap out. Gotta cock it back, gotta hear the shit without.
When you wake up before you brush your teeth, you grab your scraps, nigga. All the time you get down on your knees, you don't crowd, nigga. Fuck what you heard, God blessing all the trout, nigga. God blessing all the trout, nigga. When you wake up before you brush your teeth, you grab your scraps, nigga. All the time you get down on your knees, you don't crowd, nigga. Fuck what you heard, God blessing all the trout, nigga. God blessing all the trout, nigga.
Loaded up, they talking shit, you gon' bust. Told yourself a million times, you don't give a fuck. Sold over a million dimes, hanging in the cut. Sold over a million dimes, I don't give a fuck.
Eskimo, the coolest DJ in the world.
Freaky Fridays, I'm your girl, Delicious Snuck. I said, I'm your girl, Delicious Nicole. I am high, y'all.
Don't call yourself. Stay out there, shit, bitch. Stay out there.
The
shit,
high has kicked in, boy.
Isn't that called her?
Motherfucker, Freaky Fridays.
Freaky Fridays.
Freaky Fridays. Y'all know it's Smoke Session Confessions. I had to confess.
We need to do that. We haven't did smoke session confession in a very, very long time.
Yeah, you know what? That'll be good for next Friday. We're going to do the smoke
session. Oh, Lord.
So y'all make sure y'all think about that topic. Y'all think about that topic. So we're gonna do it that way. We're gonna do the smoke sex confessions. If you are not high and smoking, please don't call us with the bullshit.
I can't and I won't. That's real talk, man. Shout out to everybody that's tuned in. You know, we definitely got to show y'all some love tonight. You know what I'm saying? It is Freaky Friday, man. You know, you were talking about that topic, swapping those sexting, sexy-ass pictures and videos with your lovers, your loved ones, the potential lovers. You know what I'm saying? Is it okay? Should you do it? You know, under what circumstance should you do it? And, you know, me and Ms. D. Crump been going back and forth about this thing. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, this is a hot little topic. These folks are crazy. I'm telling you, man. But I ain't going to lie, D. Crump. I kind of like sending a little sexy picture because I like to see the men react. But then at the same time, I got to be careful because it's like as soon as I send a dude a sexy picture, he loses his mind. And they literally lose their mind. So, you know,
Mrs. Nicole, they lose their mind if you got on a church dress down to your knees. Everything you say, I'm serious, y'all. Everything is sexy when it comes to deleting the call. And it's done classy. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So I can only imagine what they act like on the other end. Well, I know.
It'd be crazy, D-Crunk. That shit be crazy, D-Crunk. It'd be crazy, man. I be trying not to put everybody on blast, but the shit, if I really put some folks on blast, a lot of folks would be like, what the fuck? But, yeah, that it's crazy. It's crazy. But at the same time, like I said, like D-Crunk said at the last, you know, top of the hour, you know what I'm saying? You got to be careful what you put out there. You know, my mom hit me up the other day because I did. I didn't care. You know, I think I'm sexy. It was Valentine's Day. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't getting none at the time. You know, my date, which was my ex-husband, he fell asleep on my little sexy ass. So believe it or not, it is some men out there to just be like, oh, that's just delicious, Nicole. And that's my ex-husband. He's so used to it by now.
Right.
But anyway, I take this picture, and I got on these cute little Victoria's Secret, you know, shorts. Got the little panties up under it, but I got the shorts on, and a pink little bra. And it's no worse than, like, what you wear to the beach when you have a two-piece on. It was a little lace. You didn't see no nipples or anything. But the point was, my mom was like, you know what, Nick? You know, when you post that picture, you got to think about it. You're friends with a lot of people, a lot of men. A lot of ministers,
right.
And sure enough, I promise you, I was like, Mom, as soon as I post, everybody's sending my pictures in my DMs. This minister, that minister, this dude. Remember this dude I grew up with? This dude. I mean, it was crazy. So you are right, D-Crump. You got to be careful how you put yourself out there because if you do, put yourself out there wrong, you'll get the wrong type of attention.
Right, and it sometimes it's not even intentional. You know what I'm saying? Like you
it's
said,
right.
At that time you wasn't thinking about, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes you're not thinking about, okay, how could this affect other things that's going on? But,
right.
You know what I'm saying? We all do things. But like I said, people just need to learn how to do it tastefully. And I always think, and you know, another thing that people should think to themselves, honestly, and I also think about this too, when I post pictures of myself, and of, you know what I'm saying, friends and things like that, I always keep in mind is our children, again, are watching these things. So they can click in your name. They can click in your name and say, oh, my God, that's my mama.
Mm-hmm.
Or your kids' friends, you know what I'm saying? Or bullies can take that and use it against their kids. Like I seen your mom's body part. I seen your dad's body part.
Right.
And it becomes a situation for the kids, too.
Mm-hmm. Which is true. It is true. I mean, I got a friend, bless her heart. She's an ex-porn star. I won't say her name. And, you know, it shocked me. But my son knows that she is an ex-porn star. And it's not from me telling him. It's from, you know, him Googling, him looking at porn, and he ran across her porn. And he was inquisitive because his whole thing is like, this is somebody who's lived with us before, mommy. Like, this is,
such and such, you know, like, I know her, like, and she's on there. She got a few of them on there. So can you imagine having that conversation with your teenager about, you know, a grown-up who, in their eyes, is just like an auntie figure, you know? Yeah. But the thing about it is, she has not been in this industry, in the porn industry, for probably going on maybe 7-8 years now. And that stuff is still being seen in the day. Yes.
It's definitely
no matter how you try to redeem yourself, it's hard to redeem yourself from that.
Right,
It's very, very hard.
It goes. So you have to, like I say, you have to pay attention to what you guys are posting. I'm always mindful of it because I swear I've been a celebrity, so. But I swear I don't want nobody to come out with nothing. Y'all like how I threw that in. But real talk, you know what I'm saying. I have to think about a lot of things. I have to think about different people who are going to come for me. It's a lot of people just don't even like me. So they'll be like, okay, let me post this and show us another side to her. Like, everybody knows I have this, you know, we all do. We have a wild side. But at the same time, you know what I'm saying, you just don't want those things to be out there. You don't want it to follow you. And you can see even with the politicians, it's things that's following them right now. And their sex lives.
That's true.
This is how long you got. People who are, you know what I'm saying, 6 or 7 years old, and it's stuff coming about their sex lives. You know what I'm saying? I seen one, and I never looked at it, and it had all the politicians. One was in a sex scandal. One was in jail for, you know what I'm saying, molestation, and you don't think about those things. But, again, they can follow you.
That's deep, D-Cron.
So
real deep.
But, yeah, definitely. And this was a good topic because people need to know the truth. Because,
yeah,
like I said, with the groups and things like that, people don't understand how far these groups. I'm telling y'all, I've been added to so many things. And I know a lot of people add me because they look at Freaky Friday. You know what I'm saying? They listen to what we talk about on here. So they add me to these groups. And I'm in here, and I'm seeing this all the time. It's gotten to the point to where I have to make my phone not notify me.
Right, I feel you.
Because I don't want to be, you know what I'm saying, sitting at home or at work or at church and click to see what somebody shared. And you know what I'm saying? Pictures.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Pictures everywhere. So, again, try to be a little bit tasteful. I see better strippers with taste. I'm not going to lie. I give them all the same anything.
Did you say you see the strippers with some better taste?
And I'm going to tell you why.
I
don't see too many, you know what I'm saying, strippers out there that just got their full body naked. You feel what I'm saying? When I look down my timeline, I see more normal people, regular people, you know what I'm saying, regular working class people. They're putting themselves out there, and you're not even getting the cash for it.
Yeah.
I even had a guy in my timeline, one of my friends, him and his wife like to post videos. And so on one particular video, they're riding in the car and he's masturbating her.
What?
On Facebook. And, like, he's literally sitting there, you know what I'm saying, rubbing her down, like, all in it while he's driving. So a lot of people came and, you know what I'm saying, stated that they didn't think that was appropriate. Because, number one, that's your wife.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then you showing your wife's stuff was supposed to be your possession to everybody else.
Right. I guess that's what I'm thinking. Like, what the hell?
Right. But he, like, literally went on Facebook and went off. Like, what he does with his wife is his business. She was comfortable with it. Like, he didn't even understand that people really was, like, trying to look out for you. Like, have a little bit more respect for your relationship.
Like we were talking about some weeks ago, you got to remember, it's people out there that wife swap, that like their wives to have sex with other men, that like men to look at their wives. I mean, it's out there. The different shit is out there. So he might just be one of those dudes that just love to have people look at his wife and
right.
And you know, yeah, for real, or post pictures or videos of her. So, I don't know. I don't know. It's, call me crazy, but I just think that's insane.
That's a lot. I wouldn't say a bit much, but a lot much.
A lot of much.
I wish my fiance would. And to me, I, you know what I'm saying? Like you said, that's his wife. She agreed to it, but at the same time, they show me she don't have no respect. As a wife to your husband, neither one of y'all have respect for each other. Because it's not like, again, y'all not sending them to each other. Y'all post this for the world to see.
This is true.
And his only thing was she agreed to it. And, you know what I'm saying? He's like, you know, some of you guys might take some tips from me.
Yeah.
On how to treat your lady. On how to treat your lady. Posting her like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm talking about they've had several videos. They've had videos sitting in their living room. All types of videos.
So that means she doesn't care. That's what that means. She doesn't care. Which is crazy.
And
I mean, some women are like that. They just don't care.
Right. But then go through this whole thing. They had a baby almost about a year ago. Say stuff like, well, I don't want to post my baby pictures up for everybody looking at it. But you're posting videos of your naked ass body and your husband rubbing you down.
But then again, you know, girl, oh, Lord, I don't know. People got the game twisted. They got it twisted, D-Cross.
All the way twisted. The world is changing. Mm-hmm. Like you say, it goes back to the alternative lifestyles and the things that people
Hell
do.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's the things that people just do for love. But, honey, all of that, to me, ain't no love. Not for yourself, and your partner don't love you either. Not for real.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't know, no real man who would want their wife out there like this.
Well, you know what, D-Clark? I got a friend who he literally had his wife, his girlfriend out there doing a threesome thing, doing a swinging thing, and, you know, they were just living it up, living that lifestyle up. And literally she fell out of love with him. Ended up cheating on him with another dude because that's not what she wanted. She was only doing that to appease and please him. But when she found out that was just, okay, this is not real. This is not, if my husband, you know, loved me, he wouldn't want me out here having sex with another man. That's how she felt. She left him. So sometimes it's not always a good thing to sit up here and think you that big, bold, and bad and want to show off your wife and want to swap your wife out. Because you never know, you could be leaving, you could be opening that door for your wife and say, you know what, this is not right. I ain't supposed to be feeling like this. But it happens. It definitely happens, man. Definitely shout out to everybody that is tuning in to time now. It's 8:52, man. This is your freaky Friday with, of course, your girl, Delicious Nicole and Miss D. Cross. We are definitely talking about that sexting and sending out sexy texts and sexy videos. We've all done it. We've definitely done it. You know what I'm saying? Of course, y'all make sure you got to tune in. I got to tell everybody before, of course, because, you know, we're winding down to the last few minutes, man. I got to let everybody know about my homegirl, Miss D. Crump, with Mad Music Mondays, man. Mad Music Monday goes in each and every Monday with my girl right here on Deliciously Crump Radio, man. Miss D. Crump, please tell people more about Mad Music Mondays, man.
The Mad Music Mondays, this show is to spotlight independent, underground, and major artists. We have a new artist spotlight each and every week. And we also are starting a new panel where we have major artists and A&R people call in and they give you tips on your music. So make sure, you know, if you guys want to tune into that, check in with that, and, you know what I'm saying, you might have no people out there in the music game. I definitely, you know, meet a lot of different genres and different things like that. So make sure you send your music to shayshay.dce@gmail.com. That's shayshay.dce@gmail. You also hit me up on Instagram and Twitter, shayshay_dce. But definitely, you know, send me your music. If you're really about business and you want to set up an interview, with setting up interviews and things like that. But again, I always ask artists, if you know you cannot make the interview, please do not schedule an interview and not do the things you need to do. And also, please don't send me your music 5 minutes before the show starts. And that's real talk, because this is a business. But I definitely want to shout out all. I know I got to let it know because I felt some type of way about that. Because artists do it all the time. And then I'm not trying to be funny, but you're not even a major, major artist. I'm out here. Everybody knows I love and support all independent artists. This is something I love to do. It's bred in me. So that was the whole reason why I put this show together. And even with the Freaky Fridays, because we also, you know what I'm saying, do things for the artists like the script club and the bedroom joints. So definitely, you know what I'm saying, you guys, you have to take your music seriously. I seen a gentleman today, and you know, I want to say this before we get out of here. I seen a gentleman today, Nicole, on Logista. He was, you know what I'm saying, promoting himself so hard, he had a sign that says, I am not homeless, I'm Benjamin Brim.
Mm.
Follow me on Facebook. Like, and I really respected this. You grind.
Yeah, damn.
You out here with your good time. Like, he said the light, and I had to stop. He said the light, and I'm like, you know what I'm saying, can you sing? He like, yeah, let me show you right now. I want to go on your radio show.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So a lot of people out there are really promoting themselves. So you got to be serious about the grind, because that's definitely,
to.
You know what I'm saying, if you're not serious, we can't. Who else going to take you seriously?
That's right.
But again, make sure y'all tune in, Mad Music Mondays at 9 p.m., always with your favorite girl, Shayshay, a.k.a. Miss B. Crunk. I definitely want to shout out, you know, my babies and my fiance and my favorite bitch, Delicious Nicole. Shout out to Thought Life Entertainment at O'Reilly's each and every Saturday. Also, shout out to Bad Boy Promotions. He wants to start a Freaky Friday after party, Delicious Nicole. At Dream Strip Club, we'll have to, you know, work with him on getting with that. But definitely, man, shout out to all the supporters, all the fans. We love you. Come back and check in with us next week at 8 p.m., the new time, on Delicious and Crunk Radio.
And we out this day. See y'all Monday.
See y'all Monday. Good night.